Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a premium interior paint and primer in one with a tough, lasting formula. It provides great scrub resistance and durability with remarkable hide and a smooth finish. Save big on Dutch Boy's DuraFighter paint at Menards and start your next project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Hey, everybody, it's your man, Head Crack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Head Crack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Everybody enjoyed their weekend because it's back to work for you, you, and you, and not you. You got to do better on that job hunt. Listen, celebrity news is on and popping, and we're talking about it all. Gary is out today, but he's in our hearts, but we got the West Coast crew picking up the slack for him. Heidi and Frank are back in the building.
LA. Good to see you guys, Atlanta.
Later on the show, Drake opens up about his drama with Kanye and Pusha T and on his feelings about Rihanna. And we got to talk about Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson.
What happened?
Oh, we'll get to it in a second. But Heidi got the other biggest news of the day. What up, Heidi?
Hear ye. The Kensington Palace announced this morning that the Duke and Duchess of Sussex are expecting their first child in the spring of 2019.
What took so long?
Isn't that wonderful?
I would have got her. If I'd ever met her, she'd be pregnant. Seriously, she'd be pregnant the minute I met her.
Yeah, the bump watch is over. Sources are saying that Meghan had a 12-week health scan and that she and the baby are both doing well. The royal couple allegedly told people at Princess Eugenie's wedding. Talk about upstaging
it. I know. Normally they tell
you. Oh, yeah, it's like she's all.
I know you got married to pay, but I'm pregnant.
Do we know if it's a boy or a girl
yet? She just had her 12-week scan, so she'll know in a couple weeks.
And you know, poor show on your schedule. How far are you along?
I'm in my second trimester, so I'll know the sex October 27th.
All right.
So maybe your baby and the royal baby can have play dates together.
Yeah. Megan, I think we should. Hit me up.
Prince Harry, you heard that.
Then we'll come back in. Dish
Here's what I think is crazy, because I always thought that this new baby would be a prince or a princess, right?
Right.
But I guess it's not. You can't call it a prince or a princess until the grandma, the Queen of England, says that it is. So does she have to wait till it comes out? She's like, we'll just call him like he's not that good.
Are you sure that's not just a Duke?
Like every other parent who has a baby, the first thing we do is call our child a prince or a princess. And the queen ain't saying nothing.
Name the kid Buckingham. That way it's Buckingham's palace. It's like, hey, it's his palace.
So do y'all think Megan will be getting a nanny or what? Or will she be kind of like trying to be hands-on?
I think she's going to be hands-on. I think Kate Middleton's pretty hands-on, too. So I think it's like, you know, I'm going to...
Really, do you know that? I mean, is she only hands-on when you see her out in public? She's got her kids around her. I'm sure they have, like, a thousand nannies.
I mean, maybe there's a time or two where it's a real mess, and you're like,
You think she's gonna breastfeed?
She should go full on with it. Like, you know, like, you still got that American part of yourself to where, like, you ain't spoiled yet. Like, you know, you're the unroyal royal person in the building.
Right.
Like, show them how it's done to be hands.
She would cut off jean shorts, baby.
Oh, yeah, like bun in the oven with an arrow pointing down, you know, just so you wear it.
I'm a stupid next to the queen. Wait, that's a different shirt altogether. Well, they said it wouldn't last, and it did not last. Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson have called off their engagement.
It was It was too hot, too fast. When you get a little bit older, you know that.
Now, no official statement has been released, but the cause of the breakup, sources are saying it was mutual. They only started dating in May and then became engaged in June, if you recall. Then in September, Ariana's ex-rapper, Mac Miller, passed away. And I guess that really hit her hard, and so there might have something to do with it. So what do you think is the real reason?
I can tell you it was not mutual. Pete Davidson was not letting Ariana Grande go.
Kind of all in, it seemed.
Yeah, she was she was clearly out of his league. But you know what? They're giving so many excuses that it just tells me straight up, this was the prenup. It was the prenup! We just heard that they were working on it, right? And now all of a sudden y'all are breaking up? Something was not agreed
on. But she had the most to lose. I'm sure he wasn't like, yo, I want half.
You don't know what that man was
Pete
doing.
Pete don't seem like he cut from that cloth. He seemed like such a regular dude to where, like, he's just happy to be there.
He would just cater to her.
Yeah, in the prenup, he would give her all his stuff. Right.
Okay, everything. The dog.
Maybe that was the problem. She's like, I don't want any of that. Nothing I want, Pete.
I was waiting for, like, Ashton Kutcher to jump out, like, when this all, like, got, like, shut down and let everybody know this was, like, a worldwide punking, because it didn't seem real.
No, but I think it is. I mean, I think that they did the tattoos to throw us off. Pete got his Ariana tattoo covered up, which was our first clue before this ever came out.
He did?
Yes. So I think you had a small enough tattoo, you can cover it up, no big deal. I think this was just a big coup on the media to see how far we can go. I would pay $100,000 to Ariana Grande, which is the price of the engagement ring, to have her date me. If she dates me, all of a sudden, I'm super famous. Just like Pete Davidson.
True.
All of a sudden, he's doing more and more skits on SNL. He is famous now.
But Frank,
she gets
to keep the ring. Normally, in an engagement process, she has to give it back. Because, you know.
But who gets custody of the pig, Piggy Smalls? They have a pig together. Piggy Smalls?
Stupid. I'm sure she's giving it to him. She probably didn't want that pig in the first place.
Well, no, if it's bitter, if you see Pete eating a bacon sandwich.
That pig's going to end up custody of Arby's. Yeah. We ain't gonna never see that pig again. So Alec Baldwin made his return to Saturday Night Live this past weekend with this famous impersonation of the 72-year-old toddler known as Donald Trump. Now, I don't know if you guys had a chance to see the skit, which was pretty much a reenactment of Kanye West's really bizarre White House pop-up.
Yeah.
But if you missed it, here's a hilarious look at that.
I'm proud to welcome Kanye West, Yeezus, Yandi, Yadam, Yosein. An amazing guy. Thank you for coming, Kanye.
Yeah, that's right. I flew here using the power of this hat.
That's terrific. Kanye, I want to thank you for giving me... Thank you for giving me a pair of your sneakers. They're perfect for me because they're white, they're wide, and they're never going to be worth as much as you say they are.
Here's a picture of a new plane. I want this to be your new Air Force One.
Wow, very cool. Very cool indeed. But where's the plane?
It's invisible.
Oh, that's fantastic. Okay. And who is that?
That's Wonder Woman.
Okay. Maybe we should order your lunch from a pharmacy.
Is God testing me? Or is this like that show, What Would You Do? I might have to tackle both of these fools.
And now it's time for me to hug my new dad. Come on in here, Dad. Bring it in.
Get in here, blood.
I thought we were supposed to see an SNL skit. That was the actual
That's the crazy part. Like, it was pretty close to almost how the real thing really went down.
My favorite thing about, we didn't see it in that clip, but my favorite thing is his passcode for his phone is 0000.
Yeah. Oh, but did y'all see how online they edited it and made it look like it was Ray J? Yeah, Ray J and Kim on screen. Well, you know, people can say what they want about Kanye, but he is a man of his word, honey. He told everybody he was going back to the mother land, and that is just what he did.
He went all the way back down.
Yep, that's right. Kim and Kanye just touched down in Uganda and wasted no time meeting with the country's president. Okay, a royal welcoming. The Ugandan president posted photos of him with Kanye and Kim on Twitter with the caption, "Welcome, America. American entertainment stars Kanye West and Kim Kardashian to Uganda. I held fruitful discussions with the duo on how to promote Uganda's tourism and the arts. I thank Kanye for the gift of white sneakers. Enjoy your time in Uganda. It is the true pearl of Africa.
Nice. Here's the thing. I've never met a world leader, but I can tell you I don't think you should wear it.
Yeah. I often like to see when Naomi Campbell goes abroad because she will dress according to the customs where whoever she's meeting. She will probably had on a dashiki, whatever she was supposed to wear. And then also, how are you going to give the president some tennis shoes? That's kind of like self-serving.
Well, those Yeezys are really hard to get.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, so, like, no. I totally get that. That was actually a good gesture. Like,
oh, okay.
I'm gonna put you on the VIP list. You'll get every pair to come out.
The first pair.
He should have started with the black ones because I imagine those white ones would get dusty.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I think they should have met in a smaller room with more furniture. I mean, it seems like that they had to spread out because it's such a big room. It's like, all right.
Like, if this was a group sharing.
Hey, is that your wife? I mean, seriously.
Yeah, it's real good to meet you, too. Thanks like, for having us.
Can't we just get a giant coffee table to make this thing kind of come together?
As big as that room is.
Those IKEA tables aren't cutting it.
Well, up next, Champagne Poppy pours out his feelings. We'll tell you all about it after the break.
Dish Nation. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
Now, Drake has finally spilled the tea about this past summer beef that he had with Kanye West and Pusha T.
Yep.
And he's not looking for revenge. He sat down with LeBron James and Maverick Carter on their new HBO show, The Shop, and he explained how Kanye lured him to Wyoming to record music, but ended up setting him up instead.
By the way, I'm in Wyoming. I play him March 14th. I send him a picture of my son.
Oh, my God.
I tell him I'm having trouble with my son's mother. We had a conversation. I shared my... And then from there, it was all good, you know? He played me like this.
He played you a beat, right?
He played me Lift Yourself, and he was like, yo, you can have this if you want. Lift Yourself comes up with him just talking nonsense. I'm like, oh, Oh, this guy's trolling. Then the first album drops, and of course, there's... this song towards me.
So you could look at this as two ways. Either Kanye West is a strategic genius, you know, for setting it up the way he did, or this is like some really dark backstabby, like what kind of person are you kind of stuff.
It's dark. It is dark and it is mean. I done told you my whole life story. I done poured my heart out to you thinking I got a friend that I'm confiding in, and then you give it to your mans or your artist to diss me?
Right. Mm. But this has to be the worst type of betrayal, because that's why they always say be careful who you vent to.
Ooh,
have
Lord.
Y'all ever vented to somebody and then they tell your information to an enemy?
No.
For them to use on you?
I haven't had that happen, but I did have somebody tell me be careful who you vent to.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a true statement.
I wish a motherfucker would come bring you
back.
Yeah, come on,
yeah,
bring
you do that. I don't think we ever gonna.
Yeah.
You ain't gonna never wanna talk to me.
Exactly. That's when that anger management bite the dust.
But you know, I ain't a fighter no more.
Huh, me either.
Woo. I'm a Lord mother, have not mercy. A fighter.
Well, y'all, Drake seems to be spilling a whole lot of tea, honey. He also opened up about his life lessons and revealed he once wanted to start a family with this superstar. Take a look.
I was really hard on my parents for giving me sort of a childhood that I had to wrap my mind around. Of course, you know, as life takes shape and teaches you your own lessons, I end up in this situation where I don't have the fairy tale like, oh, Drake started a family with Rihanna and like this is like so perfect.
I don't think Drake is her type.
No, I don't think so either. Mm-mm. She always seems like, even when she was giving him a little attention, she always kept it like right there.
Yeah.
Like
she's a little annoyed.
Well, I tell you her type right now. It's a billionaire.
But he looked corny.
He didn't look corny. His money didn't look corny.
See, y'all looking
for the wrong
reason. You talking about the billionaire?
The billionaire
dude. He didn't look corny. He was cute.
Remember, he the same one who dated Naomi Campbell.
He
for
was
a
cute
while.
Now. Don't do that
now.
She got some taste if she ain't got nothing else. And I just love Chris Brown for her. I don't care what they go through.
Yeah, now next.
All right, well, moving on. Looks like That's So Raven star Orlando Brown is finally getting into some good trouble. According to reports, the actor's friends and family staged an intervention for the troubled star to get him in a rehab facility, to which he is accepted.
Thank
well, that's
God.
Good.
Yeah, for those who don't know, the actor's been getting a lot of trouble. He was arrested in September for breaking into his friend's restaurant, and just last week, cops were called on a star after he went off the rails in a hotel. Now, sources say friends had to wait days before they could stage the intervention.
This doesn't sound new to me. Have you ever seen this guy online before?
He's pretty nuts, though.
Yeah, he's pretty off. Didn't
he get a tattoo of Raven?
But apparently it was fake, because I thought it was on his face, and on his mugshot, he doesn't have it.
Been obsessed for a very long time.
I was hoping it wasn't real, because it did not look like Raven.
At all.
It looked like Ramon.
Yeah. Up next, we have more Dish Nation about the Moores. Kenya Moore wants to give, and Demi Moore wants to show you where she went this weekend. We'll explain after the break. Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all.
Hey!
Well, impeached Atlanta housewife Kenya Moore Daly is demanding baby gifts, honey. Yes, impeached.
Okay, yeah. So shady. I cannot.
Miss Daly's baby shower is just days away, and she made sure to remind all of her friends on social media that they better push through with the gifts, honey.
Uh-oh.
That's right, Kenya posted, hashtag etiquette 101. If you cannot attend a monumental life-changing event in a friend's life, it's nice to send a gift anyway. Weddings, graduations, baby showers. Or it's about class. It's not about a dollar amount. It's to show that you care the same way the person cared you invited to share that special moment in their life.
Mm. Wow.
Okay, but do y'all think she cool with this, or do y'all think her hormones made her do this? Or you think she for real, she serious about these gifts?
You know what? Sometimes when people are serious about gifts like that, they're the type that if they miss your stuff, they send gifts.
Right.
Because, like, I'm that type.
Me too.
Because 9 times out of 10, I may plan on not even coming, but I know I done bought you a real good gift.
Exactly.
On your registry.
Exactly. You know, yesterday, my friend LaToya Luckett had a baby shower, and I couldn't make it, but I sent a real good gift.
Real good.
I even go up a little notch.
Yeah.
They could be like, oh,
above and beyond.
So they don't miss you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We don't care if she ain't here to
then
tell
you. They don't talk about you like you were there.
Exactly.
Ooh, look what Brad gave you. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
People so jealous.
This yes.
And you came.
Okay.
Well, Kenya isn't the only famous mama making her presence known on the gram. Demi Moore has now joined the Instagram world.
Ooh.
The actress made her IG debut after attending Princess Eugenie's wedding by posting this video.
I'm just back from the wedding. I'm going to prop this up so hopefully we can see my full length. We can't quite see the shoes, but I just have to say, thank you so much. I felt so beautiful, so comfortable. I felt like a princess today. Thank you to your whole team. You guys were amazing. I need to get my incredible shoes too. Look at that.
That was a little underwhelming.
And you know what? I'm sorry. I just can't get over her character on Empire.
I know.
So every time I look at her, I be trying to run. She just is crazy.
Yeah, she seemed like stalker.
Yeah, I can't.
When you said she was jumping on IG, I thought she was going to maybe do, like, you know, striptease or something
right.
like that.
A bikini pic.
Yeah.
Well, y'all, Demi's youngest daughter, Tallulah Willis, reposted her mother's first video with the caption, screaming, "That's my queen mother," has finally caved and gone viral. Welcome. We are so happy to have you. And Demi does look good. I mean, she's 55 years old.
No, she does look great.
It don't matter what angle she gives, she still looks good for 55.
She does.
But when you don't know the angles or, like, the proper lighting, you gotta start light. Like, go with Snapchat first,
right,
just so it can disappear.
Long as she don't get broke in like Halle Berry, because Halle Berry online talking like a gangster.
Honey!
Up next, Houston Texan linebacker Jadeveon Clowney doesn't mind pulling a little hair. Heidi and Frank gonna tell you all about it after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody. Well, this football player likes to play dirty. Who am I talking about? I'm talking about Houston Texans linebacker Jadeveon Clowney. You probably have him in your fantasy football league.
I don't. He plays defense.
Oh, well, you don't.
But even though Houston did score 20 in fantasy this last weekend.
Well, he took drastic measures to tackle Buffalo Bills running back Chris Ivory by yanking him by his hair.
Well, see, that's not considered dirty play
that
because the hair, if it sticks outside of the helmet, is considered part of the uniform. So even though grabbing a dreadlock and pulling it down. And Jadeveon has dreadlocks, so he knows. He's like, oh.
Yeah, it's funny. He told,
that's commitment.
Jadeveon Clowney told reporters, quote, "I tried to do whatever it takes to get that tackle. I grabbed for his jersey, and I pulled him by the hair. I got dreads. I know that hurt."
If only Arnold would have known that in Predator. Just grab him by the dreads, take him down. You don't have to have this whole movie about it.
I see this all the time when I watch football. I don't understand. It looks uncomfortable to me. I mean, I have long hair, but if I was when I'm playing a sport, I don't go to the gym with my hair down. I mean, I pull it all tight, nice and up out of my face. I don't understand.
Dirty. You ever had somebody pull your hair? Usually that's a girl tactic. Dirty. And girl fights is like, I'm going to pull your hair. And you guys go, start going around like this. Each of you pulling each other's hair.
That's when I elbow.
No one throwing punches. Really?
You don't pull my hair. I said this done. It'll, touch anything else.
Actually, it'll come out, won't it? Exactly. Come on.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.